This is Tim and Liz
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is Will Young and Switch It On. It is 10:30. You're listening to Cambridge 105 Radio. Tim and Liz here till 1 o'clock. And our first guest is here. She is Jo Ryan. She is from Light Up Camborne. Hello, Jo.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes.
Good, good. Now, I won't pretend we don't know each other.
No, don't do that.
Because we do. Light Up Camborne is a voluntary organisation of people who are mostly residents of Camborne who come together every year to fundraise and organise an event for switching the Christmas lights on in Camborne. And you and me are both on the committee.
Yes, we are, Tim.
And we've got a big event happening on Saturday, haven't we?
Yeah, it's very exciting. So on Saturday, we have the Switch On event. So it's the big kick-off for Christmas, really, for Camborne residents. And I think that's the lovely thing, you know, it's going to set up memories for people. So it's this Saturday between 5pm and 7pm, and it's going to be at the front of Morrison's in what's called the Market Square.
What's called the Market Square? Yes.
Might not be
obvious.
Don't
think it's ever held a market.
No, but I was going to say that. It may not be obvious, but it is called the Market Square.
Yep.
So between 5 and 7.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about you first of all. You've been a resident of Camborne since the very early days of Camborne,
yes,
haven't you?
I have, since 2000.
Yeah.
Yep. And my lovely neighbour that I met then, Liz Pinchin, is on the parish council. She was told me that the Light Up Camborne was happening, and it just seemed like a fab idea. I think Liz and Warren Bourne had the bright idea of doing it, and with the support of John Vickery and everyone, it's all gone ahead.
It's
fabulous.
And it's grown over the years. And this year will be, is this the third or the fourth Switch On?
Do you know, I don't know. I've only been involved in the last one was the first one I got involved in with the Switch On. But it's getting bigger and better every year, and I think we're learning and people are coming along, people are excited, and better and better.
Yeah. What's it like as somebody that was living in Camborne at the very early stages to see how Camborne has developed over the years?
Well, I won't lie, it's different to what I expected, but in some ways it's better. I think it's a great place for community events. We have lots of fun. There's lots to join in with. And it's growing, and that's what happens, isn't it? It takes time for these things to develop, but there's always something to do for everybody, and we all join in. And, you know, like the Summer Fete, he's funding the Light Up Camborne, everything links together. John Vickery's so supportive with the parish council, so we get a lot of support. And I just think it's, you know, it's a fun thing. Yeah, Camborne's a great place.
Yeah, I was obviously at the Switch On last year, and it was the first time that I really felt like there was a real buzz amongst the community and people all came together to support something. I was at the fireworks the other week in Camborne, first time I've been to the Camborne fireworks, and I was amazed the number of people that turned up for that. I mean, there must have been thousands of people there.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And my daughter actually won the golden ticket at the Summer Fete to get VIP seat, so that was fabulous. We were waited on by the brownies, we watched it in the comfort, and it was fantastic. Lots
Brilliant.
Of people talk about it from all around. I think people come over, and why not, because it's a great place to be.
So some people might be thinking, why does Camborne have a Switch On event? You know, Camborne's not big enough to really have loads of Christmas lights, but you know, it is. I mean, I don't really know how to describe Camborne. I mean, it's like three villages all stuck together, but it's effectively a town, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose you could put any label to it. I don't know the official definitions of these things, but
I think it's big enough to be a town.
I think so. But it's just got... But you take from Camborne what you want to take from it. I think you can be as involved as you want to be, or you can, you know, keep to yourself. And I think that's the nice thing about it. But, well, there's definitely plenty of people there, isn't there? I mean, plenty of people are turning out for the event. So
yeah, definitely.
I just hope we've got enough room on the Market Square, Tim.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the grotto, because Santa's coming.
Santa is coming, yes.
I'm very excited about that.
So this is the first year that Santa's graced the Camborne light switch on with his presence.
I know.
And I hear you're very close to Santa.
Oh, yes. Well, in the sense that I will be dressed up as an elf to help him. I'm not a real elf. I hate to disappoint people, but I will be there. And so we've got the grotto this year, which I think is going to be a great attraction, with a little woodland theme. So Santa will be there, and it's first come, first serve. So obviously we have limited time, but if people get there, we'll try and look after you in the queue, make sure you don't miss out on refreshments and things. Very
Santa's
exciting.
A very busy man. He can only see so many children.
I know.
Yes. So how does that work then? People come along, grab a ticket, and then they come along at a certain time frame,
is that
right?
Yeah, I think we decided it's nice to pace it and also not have to be queuing for absolutely ages. So we're going to sell tickets at the little shop area, and it'll be broken down into half-hour slots, I believe. We'll try and make sure that people get through in a timely fashion. I've got some jingle bells, so I might have to bring them into action. And, yeah, just to make sure that everyone has a go, really. Yeah. And also, Santa has been very clear that he would like any money that we raise from the grotto to go to each this year. So, East Anglian Children's Hospice.
That's right,
isn't it?
Yep.
So that's a fantastic cause as well.
Brilliant. What else is there on the day?
Okay, so this year we're having face painting as well, because everyone likes a bit of glitter. Well, I do anyway. Do you too?
I actually can't stand glitter.
Oh, flippin'.
Like actual glitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I can find something different for you.
Okay.
So that'd be good. So we have that, and then we have some volunteers have been taking fabulous photos around Camborne. There's been a competition, and I gather they're all being pulled together to make a calendar. Is that right? So they'll be selling something. And then the big event is being hosted by Jezzo, who I presume a lot of people may know locally from children's parties.
Miss, do you know Jezzo?
I know Jezzo very well.
Have you been to one of his parties?
Fantastic. I've had him for one of our parties.
Have you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Jezzo. Everyone's got to have Jezzo at some point.
He is fantastic. I think he's a big draw.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And he's bringing a great big stage. And maybe some snow, Liz, I think.
Definitely some snow. And a lot of pyrotechnics.
Oh, pyrotechnics.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Elf and safety.
Yes.
So, yeah, that'd be good. And then we have, the children have done a colouring competition.
Yes.
The primary school. So the winner, good luck judging that, people, because it's hard to judge kids' colouring. But the winners will get the chance to switch on the lights with Heidi Allen, our MP. Mm-hmm. So that's fab. She's coming along.
Yep.
So I think, and there's a lot of excitement with that. I think the kids really enjoyed it last year. So that's something for them to look forward to.
Yep.
And we also have Greens, which is our fabulous local cafe in Camborne, is staying open till 8 p.m. Is that right, Tim?
Yes.
And having a hog roast as well.
They have a hog roast outside, yep.
And we have a pop-up pizza.
Yep, 400-degree pizzeria. Yes. I tried his pizza for the first time on Saturday, and it was delicious.
Ooh, fab.
It was, so definitely recommend that.
Great. And we'll be dishing out free mulled wine, warm squash for the kids, and mince pies, so to keep everyone going.
Yep.
And then, Tim, I think we've arranged some musical entertainment.
We've got some musical entertainment, which I've organised, but Jezzo will be introducing. So we've got a band called Flashback Photograph performing. They're sort of a folky rock band. They'll be doing some Christmas covers as well. And then we've got a singer, Fionn Rebecca, who's got a new song coming out in a few weeks' time that sounds like it belongs in the next edition of Frozen, the film. It's a really nice Christmassy, sort of wintry song. Ballady sort of song. So, I promised her we'll get some snow to fall while she's singing that. It'll be really nice.
That is lovely. I bet there's some little girls out there that would like to dress up as Elsa.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I think she might do Let It Snow, actually. Is that the song, Let It Snow?
Let It Go.
Let It Go, that's it. Sorry, not Let It Snow.
That's a whole different. That's a different. I like that one too.
I think she's going to sing Let It Go as well. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so all the little girls out there, there's plenty of Frozen fans. Yeah. Yes, at one point I thought I might have to dress up as Olaf, but I figure, you know, I've let that go. So everyone will be very grateful for that. So, lots of good things to look forward to.
And so between 5 and 7
on the
Market Square in Camborne, it's free to come along, obviously, but there will be people going around with donation buckets towards Light Up Camborne as well. As I say, the money for the Santa's Grotto goes to East Anglian's Children's Hospices too. So, great evening to come out. And the lights will be switched on, importantly, between 6:15 and 6:30. We're not being specific with the time because, you know, these things are subject to change. My advice would be to make sure you come along in good time. Be there before 6:15, you won't be disappointed.
I think definitely won't be
basically
disappointed,
what to say. The lights look good. We were out yesterday morning at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Some of us just to go and check that they're all working and they all look good while it was still dark. I was thinking about this last night on my way home. I was thinking, why couldn't we do it really late at night rather than really early in the morning?
Yeah.
Personally, I prefer that. Can we do it at midnight rather than 6 o'clock in the morning? I might suggest that for next
year. Maybe we'll mix it up a bit too.
Yeah.
Put that on the agenda.
But they all look really good. And we've gone a bit further along this year. So the whole of Broad Street in Camborne is done. Every single tree now, right the way up to the top. And then we're going to talk next year about having a big centrepiece in the middle of the Market Square.
Oh, so
to continue to develop. The lights and as Camborne grows, we all grow with it.
Yeah, and Tim, can I just say, when you said about testing the lights, I just think a really big thank you to the ground staff on the parish council, because they really do put in the hours.
They do.
And old John, if you're listening.
Yeah, John, our volunteer.
A lot. So there's so much work goes into it. It's a 2-hour event, but it's all year round we're fundraising, aren't we, with our bingo and etc.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing to mention while you're here is we do have other fundraising events throughout the year. Neil Whiteside from this parish is our bingo caller.
Fabulous.
So we'll be doing some more of those next year and lots of other events too. So basically, keep an eye out in Camborne. We'll be publicising them on air here as well for different fundraising events through the year to help us make money for next year. Well, yes. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday,
yeah,
dressed up as an elf.
Yes, Tim, and I will grab you with a bit of glitter.
Ah, yeah.
If you like it or not. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in,
Joe.
Bye.